All right. Injuries. Kenny Cook tore his he had a quadricep tear, so he had surgery on that today. And we'll just see how he does with that. Dee Ford has tendonitis on his knee, and so that was his injury. There was nothing more than that. He did some stuff today. So all in all, listen, we finished up the off-season program. I was happy with the progress we made. Saw some good things. We got plenty of stuff to work on for training camp, which is a good thing. And but the guys, this group's willing to work, do whatever you tell them to do or ask them to do. They're going to be right there for you. So look forward to getting up there and being able to work with them up at St. Joe. Thank you.
What about Jamal Charles?
Jamal did not work today.
Right.
He's doing good. We gave him the 2 days and then we backed off and we thought that was a positive thing. So.
Hey, Andy, in your experience with tendonitis in the knee, how significant is that? Is that just something that you just got to manage?
I mean, I think he'll be fine. I mean, once we get back to camp, I don't think it'd be a big deal. So.
Hey, Coach, today, did he leave because of the tendonitis, or was that all just planned? Because he left at one point in practice.
Yeah, we told him, hey, go do what you can do out there, and then he did it, and he was in communication with Rick during every period, so it we pulled off when we needed to. There.
You able to learn much from about your young quarterbacks, those three guys?
Yeah, you know what? I liked what I saw. I think Tyler and Aaron really worked hard and have learned from the last year, two or three, and it shows. So I thought they really had some good quality snaps. And then Kevin came in, and I thought did a heck of a job. He, for not having been in the offense, and I thought he was very productive.
Are there specific things you want to see from each of those three guys?
I think the next step, get the pads on, and then let's get them in a game, and then I think it gives you even a little better evaluation when that rush is live on them. So they're not going to get that in training camp. There's going to be a live rush. They won't be live. So, but let's see how they do during games, and it's wide open competition there.
There's only so much that you can do. But what's the most encouraging thing that you saw from the guys throughout OTA and American
team? Yeah, I thought execution was good. I mentioned that to the team this morning. We were able to add quite a little bit of stuff into this being our fourth year. They came out and handled it. The stuff that we've been running, the nucleus of our offense, defense, and special teams, they were right there with it. I thought they were sharp. And that's where we should be. So can we get better? Yeah, we'll do that. And we need to get ourselves in pads and get rolling here. How about St. Joe?
But last year at this time, even after the practices and camp, the offensive line situation was still very murky. Do you feel satisfied, set that you got the group that you need right now?
Yeah, I think I feel pretty good about it. Again, let's see them hit and bang it around a little bit. See how they do in games. But I think we have a nucleus there that's good. I'd even stretch it right into the two deep that I'm feeling pretty good about. And then we'll see about the other guys as we go.
Andy, what led to your decision to bring – I know this is John Forte, but I'm sure you know. What led to the decision to bring Des Moses back? And what have you seen from him? Did he come back in pretty good shape?
Yeah, he did, actually. He came back in real good shape. And we did a little conditioning thing here. And he moved around very well. Des is a good football player. And he was still out there. And so we needed some depth at that outside position. And we know he knows the system and did a nice job. But we had a chance to look at some young guys and made a decision that Des would fit in better than that.
Speaking of one of the young guys, what did you see from Daddy Nicholas over the last month? And,
yeah.
Even yesterday, a little spunk there, too, with the fight. So, scuffle.
Yeah. That was a pillow fight, I think.
Yeah.
But it was I'm not sure there was much to that. You know, it was with his own guy. I mean, defensive, it was a guy playing next to him. So normally it goes offense versus D. This one didn't happen that way, so a little unique. But I would tell you he's 100 miles an hour. I tell you, he's better at the pass game right now than the run game. We don't have much evidence of that, but I would tell you, I think that's what you'll see once we get the pads on. So.
And I guess when you say that, you mean like developing his eyes against the run?
I think his strength right now is pass rush. That's his strength. So he's going to need some work on his fundamentals with the run game and that.
Speaking of the pass rush, Coach, do you have an update on Justin Houston, or do you anticipate him potentially doing some work in training camp? Or
I don't know how much he's going to do in camp, but he he's where he needs to be right now, he's a hard worker, so he's bound and determined to get back. And I've told you before, when you're around him, you have this optimism and feel optimistic that he's going to be back in a short period of time. But I think reality, it'll take a little bit, and that's okay. We got other guys that'll step in and step up for him at that spot till he gets back. The important thing is that he gets back and that he's healthy, and that you don't rush it and do something foolish with it. So.
As you remember, Dorsey had said a couple months ago, he said, "Hey, I don't know when, but he's going to play for us at some point this season."
Yeah.
Is that still a reasonable?
Well, that's a feeling the kid gives you when you're around him. I don't think any of us probably know, but he makes you feel that way. He makes you feel like he's gonna be out there playing. So I think that's all Doris was saying, and we'll just see how let's just see how it works out. I mean, there's no timetable. It's just when he's right, he's right, and we roll.
Injury wise, is there anybody else you're expecting to be limited or held out from when camp starts?
Well, I think we'll have to see with Jamal. I mean, again, you don't want to take any steps back. So he had two good days. He had 2 good days here, and then we'll just we'll see how he does at camp. But I think we're optimistic by the 2 days. But let's not rush him. We know what he's all about, and let's get him back to where he feels good, and whatever timetable that is or how much he practices there, we'll see how it goes day by day.
What about Tomba and Mike Williams?
Tomba would be another one. Again, the thing you always have to do with Tomba is back him down a little bit. He's a full throttle, and so we'll see how he feels once we get to camp. He didn't do anything at this camp, although not too many of us in this room could probably hang with him with his workouts because he's unbelievable and that way. So, but we'll see how he does. We'll see how he does once we get up there.
He's a guy that's missed some practice time during the season the last couple of years, as you know. Does he necessarily need a whole lot of practice time? Is he one of those kind of guys?
All the guys need practice. I mean, but you get these veteran guys that have been around as long as Tomba has, and you can spot it. And then the main thing is that you try to keep the swelling out of his knee the best you can, and keep him healthy where he can function. So, but he'll need to get some work in. He knows that, and we'll do that and try to monitor him the best way we can.
On the head coach's kind of mental checklist of what you need to get done in this offseason, did you check them all off, or does that ever happen?
Yeah, I've said before, it's like being a farmer. The work's never done, right? So, but listen, I was pretty happy with how and what we got done, that's a tribute to the players and the coaches. They did a nice job with coming out and working when they're supposed to work. But do we still have things that we need to get done at camp? Yeah, absolutely. We made progress as a team, I felt, this offseason.
Perfect. With Phillip Gaines doing a little bit more this week compared to what he did in the OTA, so what's your assessment right now of that secondary, especially over there on the right side, and also at nickel cornerback?
Yeah, I'd probably tell you Nelson probably came out as the first nickel out of this for right now. Now, he took snaps at the corner, too. And then Gaines, I think when it's all said and done, he'll probably be the guy out at the corner spot. But we'll see. Coop had some good snaps out there, and Nelson had some good snaps. We'll see. We'll just see how it goes. Yeah.
Andy, what do you feel this team needs to accomplish over the next couple of months to put itself in championship contention?
Yeah, Yeah, well, I mentioned to the guys, especially these next 5 weeks that they have off, the don't lose what you've gained here, conditioning-wise. Make sure you come back in good shape so you give yourself a chance, right? Last thing you want to do is come into camp and be worried about your physical conditioning and not getting better as a football player. So, start there. And then once we get into camp and you're tired and pushing through the fatigue, you got to discipline yourself through that period, because that's going to be January and February and parts of that latter part of December. You're going to be feeling all those same aches and pains and fatigue. So you got to make sure that you push through that.
For me, I'll have any advice for you out there?
Listen, every time I'm around Coach, I learn something. He's been phenomenal within my career. We've kind of followed some of the same steps with Philly and here and California, being born in California, that whole deal. So, but he's a wealth of knowledge, man. I love the guy. So, phenomenal.
In light of his history, when you walk out of this building, whether it's today or tomorrow or whatever, can you shut it down? Will you shut it down over the next 5 weeks, or does the head coach never get to shut it down?
Stop eating?
No.
Oh.
No. Stop.
I knew you'd appreciate that one, Bob.
Yeah. Stop scheming, thinking, planning. Can you turn that off?
Yeah, to a point. I'm still responsible for 90 guys, and so I'll make sure they all handle themselves right. Your mind, I enjoy what I'm doing, so my mind isn't far away from football ever. And that's okay. I mean, I enjoy that part. So, but I'll try to back up a little bit.
Coach, I know, Chris Conley, Albert Wilson, I was wondering if there's any parts of the growth you've seen in them that can be contributed, at least in part, to some of the work they've done with Macklin in the offseason.
Sure, absolutely. And those are a couple of guys that I thought had good camps. And they're kind of growing up before our eyes here, which is fun to watch. And they work very hard. I think it paid off for them. We were able to move Albert to that inside slot position at times, and he handled that well. So I think I would tell you yes, the work that he worked with, that both of them worked with Macklin paid off.
Last one.
I know Bob kind of alluded to this, but will you get the chance to vacation? Alex said it's important to get a little time off, and then he'll look for anybody he can to throw to, including his wife. For you, will you get to San Diego, or will you get to just get away from it and then, kind of try to keep everybody on the same page as far as your coaching staff?
Yeah, no, I'll step back. I mean, I'm going to take a little time off, but get out of town for a little bit, but that's not because – I don't like that. But, just to get away just for a minute and relax, yeah. But I'll be back.
Do you encourage all your players to do that, even though you're encouraging them to stay in shape, to get
back.
That break?
Yeah, step back. Take a break. They've been going pretty hard here. So take a minute and get yourself right, and then get ready for the long haul here.